What is good, guys, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Sneaker Reselling 101 podcast. We are now at episode number 15. I'm your host, Dylan Sangley, here with my brother Dom, also the host.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and introduce yourself. Obviously, you don't need no introduction. We're already in episode number 15, but for any of the new listeners, go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
What's good? I'm back. Episode number 15. Comments on today. I'm seeing a bunch of people that I've done business with, a bunch of people I recognize saying what's up. So what's up, Same. Guys? Thanks for watching.
Yes, sir.
We'll see how long we leave the comments on for this one. But
facts, man, because you guys know how we get some trolls here and there, but it is what it is. We just automatically turn it off. We don't even deal with it. We just turn it off. But yeah, guys, so the first topic Dom and I want to talk about is very, very unfortunate, right? And it's the second time this happened, right? And I personally think it's important for people to know, right, is the topic that I'm about to talk to you about, which is getting banned on TikTok. So now, for the first time was a temporary ban, and then the second time, which is now, is like a permanent ban. And TikTok never gave me a reason as to why I was banned. I don't know, like, as you guys know, if you guys follow me, you guys know that I just literally get on the platform, post content, and then get out. And then occasionally, like, you know, I'll always respond to comments. You know, I'm one of those creators that respond to each and every comment, whether it's on YouTube, Instagram. It was a verified platform of over 197,000 followers on it. And as you guys know, TikTok is like where I started to like blow up off of. And now it's just gone just like that, you know? So yeah, man, we just want to go ahead and talk about that more. Someone said in the comment section that they can't hear me. Dom, can you hear me?
Your audio is pretty rough. It's going in and out for sure.
Okay. So, but did you kind of hear?
Yeah, I got the gist of it. Yeah, and it helps that we've talked about it. I mean, so, you know, if you guys didn't hear, Dylan got banned on TikTok. I think he got an email saying that it was permanent this time, too. So, like, the last time, he's gotten banned twice now. The first time, he ended up getting reinstated. It was a temporary ban. Then they brought him back. The second time, which just happened, I think they finally responded to you and said that it was permanent.
Yeah.
I have a couple of thoughts, and you can definitely bounce back off them since I'm kind of putting myself in your shoes and giving my opinion. But what I've seen, there's a couple of things. The first thing is TikTok seems to roll really weird because they're way more aggressive taking down your videos than any other platform. Like some DFW, we'll talk about that in a sec. what was I saying? That's the problem with the comments, even when they're not trolls.
Yeah,
it's distracting. Shit.
You were just giving your thoughts on the ban.
Oh yeah, TikTok's weird because they won't tell you why they're banning you, right? They just will just do it, and I've seen it for many, many creators where they give very little detail about what they're doing and why they're doing it, and I think that makes it a frustrating platform. And in general, they're way more strict than like Instagram or YouTube because I've had many times where I post the same video on Instagram and TikTok, and it'll get taken down for a community guidelines violation on TikTok, but it'll be fine on every other platform. So
yeah,
they don't give you a lot of detail and they're very quick to act and to take action on different accounts. Like I know we know various people who have gotten banned on TikTok as well. So it's frustrating and it just is what it is.
1000%.
My other thought on it is like we talk about all the time, circumstances change every day, right? We're both running businesses. We're both trying to build our personal brands, and the circumstances that you're doing that within change every single day. And it's up to you to take what you have right now and make the most of it. And I think the biggest way for you to do that is to just go even harder at YouTube, YouTube Shorts, Instagram Reels, all that stuff.
Right.
And it's like, you can't just dwell on the past. And I think you're doing a great job of that, of like, you know, you're going to keep trying to use TikTok as much as possible to create content. You're going to keep trying to use TikTok as much as possible to edit your videos. But I think you're going to put an increased focus on YouTube, where you're doing really big things on. And then you're going to keep pushing on Instagram. I know you're doing a little bit with Facebook. Overall, you're going to be fine. It's just one of those things where, like, it's frustrating and it's upsetting. But
It is.
You got to just make the most of what you still got, and you still have a lot of ways to continue growing.
Right. I appreciate that, man. And, you know, this is really, really important for just anyone to know, right? Whether if you have a bigger platform on social media or not, right? Like, if you do decide to take our challenge, which is our 5-month challenge of posting every single day for the next 5 months or so, you know, you got to understand, like, once you get to this level, once you get to like over 10K plus, once you start getting a bigger platform, you got to understand, like, you know, that's what, you know, it's so important to build all of your platforms, you know, because if you don't, then you're stuck with, like, imagine if I just had TikTok, you know what I mean? And I had like, I'd be screwed, bro. Like no one would really know who I am on Instagram. No one would know who I am on YouTube. And we've talked about this before, like people that used to have huge platforms on Vine and then it just automatically, you know, got taken away from them. Did those people execute and post on YouTube? Did those people execute and, you know, transition into Instagram when it started to happen? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, bro. It just sucks. But at the same time too, I told you this, like I can only work on the things that I can control.
1,000%.
Right. And the things I can control is create a new TikTok account and just start posting a bunch on there, you know, and then give or take, if the videos do well, dope. If they don't, it's okay. You still have a lot more content that you can save, and you can post it on Shorts, and you can post it on Reels. And I've heard that creators are now getting paid for their Instagram Reels, and they're getting and people are getting bonuses for their YouTube Shorts. So.
And you know what that tells you? You know what that tells you? These platforms really want more.
Want to push it out. Yeah, exactly.
That tells you something about you as a creator, that there's a huge opportunity there because these platforms want more short content because that's really in right now and people want to watch it. So it's a huge opportunity to get your shit pushed out there.
It's crazy because you don't even have to have like a huge platform on Reels, or you don't have to have a huge platform on Shorts or any of these platforms that we've been talking about within these past, 14 episodes. You know, we talk about social media a lot. We talk about this stuff a lot, the short form content a lot. And like what you just said, they're really, really, really trying to push out the Shorts. They're really trying to push out the Reels. And, you know, even if you have, let's just say less than 1,000 followers, you're still going to get a lot of that organic reach that Instagram used to have when it first started. You know, you're going to have a lot of that organic reach that TikTok has now. And same thing with YouTube Shorts. You know what I mean? Like, even though my account is banned, I only have 72 followers on my Not D Sangle TikTok page. So I have... Yeah, the new one. So D Sangle got banned. Not D Sangle is now my new account because I'm trying to get the D Sangle account unbanned. So, but listen to this. It's still crazy to me that I only have 72 followers on that platform, but one of my videos has almost 4,000 views. So, so that tells me like, okay, like there's still a lot of opportunity on TikTok. So that's why, you know, I was kind of upset for the first few days, but then again, like I told you, I got to control the things that I can control, which is posting more and just going harder.
Yep. And that's what I mean. That's what I've been saying since it first happened. Is like, it's annoying, and I don't want to downplay how like frustrating it is for you and kind of sad that something you built up is just gone, but like you were always going to be fine. You know,
like, I appreciate that, bro. Yeah. I appreciate that, man. It just, you know what I mean? Like, I told you about this earlier. I was like, bro, it just, the thing that kind of like messed with me was that I had so many videos on there, you know, people know how many videos I used to post on there when I started. And like, I'm pretty sure I had at least 3,000 videos on TikTok, at least, which could have transitioned into, you know, YouTube, which could have transitioned into my TikTok, and I could have just started posting it there. But like, you know, That's why I kind of want to, if you guys have a TikTok, like even you, Dom, like you never know what could happen. I know you don't post too much on TikTok, but like if you were to save, you should low-key save all of your old TikToks, like all your super good TikToks that were doing well before. You have a good amount of TikToks. I think you have like what, like over 1,000?
Definitely over 1,000. Yeah.
Yeah, so you should save those and just start mass scheduling them on shorts,
I look
you
here if you
know.
did that. I've used a lot of my good TikToks already on shorts, old ones.
Hey man, I mean like
I'm sure there's more.
there's still a lot that you can put. I mean, what, you only have, I'm pretty sure you have how much, less than 1,000, less than 300 videos on YouTube right now, right?
Yeah, I think I
Yeah,
have
so I
about
mean,
60 longs, 65 longs, and then like 70 shorts.
yeah, bro. So that's what
Sure.
I'm saying. You should really, like, really consider it, because you know that's gonna, it's gonna transition into our next topic. But again, like, you should really like consider saving all that right now, because again, you never know what could happen. I mean, like I said, you don't really post that much on TikTok, but just in case anything were to happen, you will still have all that as a backup, and then you could just
Right.
start posting. You know, because again, like, you never know, you never really care about anything until it's gone, right? So again, like, I kind of, anytime I posted a TikTok video, I would save it and then I would post it on shorts, just one by one by one. But if I would have my TikTok again, I would save as many videos as I possibly can and just start posting them, or at least putting them as a draft on my shorts and on my Instagram. You know what I mean? So
Right.
I could just keep dropping. You know what I mean? Every day I could just keep dropping. And you know, I mean, like, I don't want to say it's a lot of wasted content, because you know, I'm still grateful. I'm still here, right? I still have the creative mindset. I still have sneakers that I can make content with. So you know what I mean? I can't really be too mad about it. You know what I mean?
No doubt. Do we want to let's answer this question real quick. I think this is a pretty good question down here, actually, from Get Your Souls.
Go ahead.
He says, y'all should talk about promotional products such as business cards, stickers, shirts, banners, and are they worth it in your opinion?
Yeah, I personally think they're worth it, especially like if you're starting off as like a smaller business. 1,000%.
Yeah. My thought is this. I think business cards are really good when somebody wants a business card, right? Like if you're talking to someone and you talk about
Yeah.
your business and they say, oh, like where can I find you? And you just hand them a business card. Like I think that's dope. I
Yeah.
think in packages, I've gotten many packages where somebody stuffs their box with like 15 business cards. I think that's just,
It's
I think that's kind of lame personally.
a
I don't
waste
think
of
it,
business cards.
it's a waste. I don't think it converts. I think it takes away from the consumer's experience on the other side when they have to like fucking throw away all these business cards.
Feel you.
Stickers, shirts, banners, all of that. I think shirts are great promotional material if they're good enough for people to actually want them and wear them, right? Like if you have like a half-ass shirt, I don't think it's gonna do much for you.
Yeah.
But if you have like a really good shirt or a really cool sticker and you have a brand behind it that people are gonna want, I think, yeah, it's worth it. I think that's dope.
I feel that. I feel that. Like, just going off of what you said earlier, like, I would go to Sneaker Con and I'd buy shoes from like a specific vendor. I've actually had this happen 2 or 3 times at Sneaker Con, but they would just like fill my boxes with stickers and like business cards. And like, in reality, you know, I'll keep one sticker, I'll keep one business card, but like, I don't really need all that. Like, you know what I mean? Because in reality, you know what I mean? Like, I sometimes I'll throw them a shout out here and there if they throw me a good deal. But like,
Yeah.
what else am I gonna do with all the other business cards that you gave me? You
Facts.
know what I mean? Like, I'm here to promote my business, like my person, you know, my business. You know what I mean? Throw some love to like people that throw me some deals, and like my friends. But like, again, I don't know, like, and my family. But like, at the same time too, like, what am I gonna do with your other 20 business cards that you gave me, bro?
Exactly.
You gotta be like, it's like, there's no disrespect, but at the same time too, like, yeah, like, it's re in reality, all these resales are just gonna throw it in the trash.
Yeah, no, for sure. And that's where I'm at. I'm not trying to throw shade on people who do throw in 15 business cards. I just, for me personally, I don't feel like you're adding to the customer's experience, and I don't feel like you're doing any more brand value than you would be if you just put in one business card. So that's my thought.
Yeah, 1,000%. And just to kind of go off that too, is like, you know, if it's a brand new customer, I'll throw them a business card, I'll throw them a sticker. You know, if it's a reseller, like for example, for you, I don't think I put a business card in yours. Cause like I already, you already know.
Yeah,
who I
know where, I know where to find you.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So I was like, nah, it does, you know. And then I didn't have to worry about like the sticker and all that stuff. But like all those other promotional things, like the banners and the stickers and the shirts and all that stuff, like it's definitely good. Definitely get your brand out there. But
I think it's tight as long as your stuff's good.
Yeah, 1,000%, man, 1,000%. But yeah, let's talk about the next topic, which is. Let's see, running the business while not posting. So Dom hasn't really been posting a lot on social media, but he's been focusing a lot on buying shoes, selling sneakers, obviously. So, you know, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because there's going to be times where, you know, you don't feel like posting. You feel like, you feel like, Cause I remember when Dom used to post so much on TikTok and just on social media in general, you know, and like just for you to, I just see like stories he posts from you here and there on Instagram, but like I've never seen you really post on. I've seen you post here and there on YouTube. I've seen you post like here and there on TikTok, but like let's go talk about that a little bit more, like what you're feeling and like why you're making that transition.
Well, first off, I don't know if it's a permanent transition. I kind of hope it's not. Where I'm at is, I think there was a time where I really felt motivated to put out my shit to A, like, grow my business, but then B, because, I'm sorry, DFW's comments, I got to talk about what he's talking about in a sec, but okay. He just keeps throwing me off because it's funny, but we'll get to that. I'm sorry, that's funny. Well, why don't we start by talking about DFW's thing real quick? I buy on this app called Poshmark, and like you can kind of see publicly what people are doing. Like it's almost like a mix between social media and like buying and selling. And we're always fighting over deals there, I feel like. So that's what he's talking about. Like he just said, don't say full name. Too late, bro. Too late.
I'm dead. So is that like that's a platform where you're going crazy on, like buying wise.
We're doing okay there. It's nothing crazy.
What about BMW selling?
He doesn't want me putting it out there. Selling wise, I wouldn't have, bro.
What about selling wise?
We don't sell there. We don't sell there. So the only places I'm selling right now are eBay, Goat, and Instagram.
I'm gonna have to join the game. I'm gonna have to join the Poshmark game now. Thanks to DFW. Thank you, DFW. I'm joining the Poshmark game. You guys are gonna see D Sangley.
Yeah, I'll buy one to two pairs a month.
I'm weak, bro.
We buy like, I don't know, we get like a pair a week. We buy like one shoe a week, something like that. Maybe once a month.
But yeah, go ahead and talk about that social media thing.
Yeah, no, so I haven't been posting that much, obviously, really for a while. I don't know. I think part of it is that I just kind of, at a point in time, I just had like real motivation to post for the sake of, I don't know, promoting a positive mindset, really helping other people be better resellers. And at some point, I just kind of feel like I lost the fire. Like I'm just not as excited, or I don't feel as confident that I'm bringing a lot to the table in these shorter posts. So I think that's kind of pushed me away from it. And the other thing that's really happened is like, you know, we've been doing really well running this business, sourcing and selling, not necessarily with social media. So it's less, I would say, I feel like social media is less important to how we run our business day to day than it used to be as well. So I don't feel as much pressure that I have to do it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
So I think that's kind of where I'm at. But I also know, like we talk about all the time, that there's like a huge, huge opportunity in shorts right now on all platforms. I think there's an unbelievable opportunity on YouTube to grow faster than has been possible in any of the recent years, because they're really trying to push out their shorts feature and there's limited people creating for it. So you can blow up really fast doing that. So I don't know. that's where I'm at, is like, I know I could be doing a lot better if we've been going hard on social media, but I also feel like I'm doing a really good job running this business. I mean, we're selling $40,000 to $50,000 worth of shoes a month. So it's not like I'm really struggling because I'm not posting, but I think there's a lot of opportunity to grow if I can get back on it.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm just so in love, and I'm just so passionate with just social media and just growing the brand in general. Nice. You know what I mean? So like, I feel you. I feel like sometimes it doesn't really have like an effect as much, but like, I don't know, just imagine if like a shorts video or like a reels like really popped off. You know what I mean? Yeah. Imagine how much traction you could get on your Instagram.
And hear me, like, I'm not saying it's not worth it. It's 1,000% worth it. I think there's a ton you can do for yourself, for your business, for everything by posting consistently on social media. All I'm saying is, like, I don't know, I just haven't had the same like passion for making short videos as I used to. And I don't want to force through it. I feel like I don't like what I'm putting out. I'm just trying to figure it all out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, just goes back to like the days where, you know, you feel really on, or like some days you just really don't feel like making content. You know what I mean? And that's why when the days that you're on, right, we talked about this before, like make as much content as you possibly can.
Yeah. 100%.
You know what I mean?
So, 100%.
Yeah, bro. I mean, we got to see you back on it again, bro.
Facts.
So let's see. We're going to talk about the challenge update. I see DFW's comments, bro. I'm dead.
That's funny.
You're getting too comfortable, you said.
Maybe.
All right. So challenge update. So again, just to go ahead and talk about the challenge update, our 5-month challenge update, drop a comment section or drop a comment in the comment section in our Instagram at the Reselling 101 Pod, right?
Yep.
At Reselling 101 Pod on Instagram. If you guys are listening to this on Spotify and on Apple Podcast, let us know how the challenge update is doing with the challenge we gave you, with the 5-month challenge of posting every single day for 5 months, right? Obviously, the challenge is not over yet, but drop a comment in one of our posts or DM us and let us know how the updates are doing, how the challenge is doing for you. We want to know how well you guys have been doing on social media, how you guys been, you know. I want to hear the pros and the cons about that challenge, about what you guys been doing with social media.
No doubt.
So let's talk about YouTube.
Yeah. Right?
I know you have something to talk about YouTube with one of your shorts, right? And then after that we could talk about transition into like the YouTube growth on the platform right now.
Yeah.
Because it's been crazy. So go ahead and talk about your shorts that you were talking about.
I don't have a whole ton to say necessarily, but my YouTube's still been growing. I just think it's funny. So my YouTube's still been growing. Like, I'm not completely MIA on social media. I'm posting in bursts on Instagram and TikTok, and I'm still dropping, you know, like a YouTube video every week. So it's
yeah, of course.
I'm still active, just not as much as I have been. But I have one short. So the last, not the last Kobe's, but the Kobe's before, if you remember, I posted the long video and I posted a bunch of shorts from it. One of those videos is just popping off now, like months later at this point. I think the last Kobe's event that I'm talking about was like June or July, and the video is popping off now, but it's super funny. So obviously Kobe's is an outdoor swap meet, so it doesn't like look like a sneaker event. You know what I mean? So I went to this table and I bought a bunch of steals. Like, I bought some Yeezy Sesames, for example. Like, they were more beaten person than they looked in the video, but I got them for $70, which just seems insane. Yeah. And we just bought a bunch of steals from this table. And the video.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now. So that was 3 months ago.
Yeah. And it's going crazy like now. So it's pretty funny. So first of all, it's generating a lot of growth on my YouTube page today, 3 months later, which is kind of cool. But what I think is super funny about it is all the comments are just, you just bought fakes, you bought fakes, you bought fakes, you got finessed. Which is super interesting because the same, so this is the cool part. That same clip in context in my video of the full hour-long video of me at Kobe's, there's no comments like that. But then with the limited context of like, it just looks like a swap meet. It doesn't look like a sneaker event. You don't see me checking the pairs. You don't see the whole process. In that context, it gets a totally different reaction. That's something right. I thought was really interesting. But also, that's been really nice for us to be continuing to grow on the YouTube from that short content that I posted so long ago. And it's just like, that's also just a lesson that like just pumping out short content on YouTube right now can be huge. Because it has like, what, 400,000 views or so?
I only have 436.
I have like 5,000 subscribers on YouTube. It just shows how crazy that organic reach can go.
It's, again, shorts is crazy, bro. Shorts is insane. You know what I mean? And like this is, shorts is really passive growth. Literally. Like you post it one time and it just starts growing and growing and growing and growing. And, you know, we talked about this before. Like I was having like troubles with like my shorts. Like all your shorts were doing crazy. Like I remember the best short you have right now is at 854,000, right? My highest video overall was my long video at 13,000. You know what I mean? And now my highest videos now, because just let you guys know, because I kept posting and I was consistent with posting shorts, bro, my highest video right now is at like over 2 mil.
Yeah, that's insane.
And like, just for everyone on the live stream right now, I'm going to go ahead and show you, right? Like, if you guys want to go ahead and check it out on my YouTube page, you guys can just go ahead and go to D Sangler on YouTube. But look, 2 million, 1 point. Sorry, bro. My uncle was calling me. All right. So 2 million, 1.4, 1.4, 1.3. This one's almost at a mil. Like, so it goes to show you, right? This right here, like literally you could post the shorts and it'll go crazy. Like there's really no set time. It'll go crazy at any time.
Right. It can take 3 months for the distribution to start.
It can. One of the things
we talked about a lot is like, you can post a short today and it can blow up tomorrow, or you could post a short today and it can get like 100 views and then 5 months later it could blow up. Like it's super weird.
Yeah. 1,000%. So, I mean, again, don't let the views discourage you. Don't let any of that discourage you. Just keep posting, because again, a video that you think is like trash, right? If you post it on YouTube, if you post it on Reels, it might gain a lot of traction. Videos that I posted on TikTok, right? They didn't do too well, but I posted on Shorts and I posted on Reels and they just blow up. Nice. Like literally, they just blow up, you know? The video that has 2 million views right now, on TikTok, it had like less than 5,000 views.
Damn.
Right? And now on YouTube, it has over 2 mil. And it's just gaining traction every single day.
Yeah, man, it was at 1 mil not that long ago. I remember.
It was at 1. Bro, I just posted this a month ago. I posted this 1 month ago. You know? And look at this. Like, it could pop off at any time, right? 1 month ago, 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine where this is going to be in the next like year.
Yeah, that's insane.
Imagine, you know what I mean? Imagine where that's going to be in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, it's just crazy to me. It's crazy to me that people are not taking advantage of the opportunity. Right? And, you know, just to give you guys some motivation, like one of my boys, he posts like skating, like skateboard content, right? On how to like skate, how to do like different tricks and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was like nowhere. He didn't even really even want to be like an influencer or like post on social media. Really enjoyed and genuinely like loved, which was obviously skateboarding and fashion. And now he has over 500K on TikTok. He posts literally just shorts on YouTube, right? And he has over 60,000 subscribers on YouTube, but by just posting shorts. It's crazy. And I think he only posted like less than 100 videos. It's insane.
That's insane. I mean, it's just like YouTube's kind of like what TikTok was a year and a half ago for shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, 1,000%. And like, you want to be able to catch on, and you want to be able to ride the boat until the end. You know what I mean? Because like, imagine if that boat sinks, then it's done. It's going to be like Instagram now. You know, it's going to be just like regular Instagram, or it's going to be like MySpace, Vine. It's just not going to do anything, you know? So that's why, like, I believe shorts, reels, again, are like still, it's still one of the best plays right now. Still one of the best plays.
Probably still the best, honestly. In terms of if you're trying to grow from 0 to 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, whatever, 10,000. Yeah. I think short content on all platforms will probably get you there the fastest.
Yeah, 1,000%. I 1,000% believe that, bro. Short content on all platforms is the way to go, right? It's quick. It's engaging, right? People will decide to engage or not. And just let's just go back to your shorts video when you said, like, oh, all these people are hating and shit. Like, people are only going to hate because, like, they're not, you know, like, once a video starts popping off, that's when you're going to start getting haters. We've talked about this on the podcast before. Like,
right.
If a video is popping off, right, like, you're going to get a bunch of haters. If your video is trash, you're going to get, like, 5 comments, bro, of just, like, straight love. Or just, some people might even just hate, you know? Yeah. DFW just asked, does short content convert to people who watch long format? For me, it has too. It's actually pushed a lot of my longer videos. So a video that I posted in Denver, it was at like 3,000 views. And then like, I've been posting a lot more shorts content, you know, after you and I were talking about, you know, how to take the next step on YouTube and just, you know, take it to the next level. It's now at like almost 5,000 views, which, you know, it's data that it's, yeah, it's good data. It's good data to have. So like, just to answer your question, you know, just like, it's really good to post shorts right now. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, like you still want to have that genuine audience that mess with your long content. If you know what I mean? Like, yeah, 1,000%. But I still personally believe shorts is for the growth, right? Shorts is for the growth. And then long form content is for the people that like, will like, you know, stick with you to the end. You know, so just keep growing. This is my schedule. So I drop 2 shorts a day. I drop a long video on Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday and Thursday, after those long videos, I drop a shorts like 3 hours later. So I always make sure I prioritize shorts. At least 1 or 2 a day, at least. You know what I mean? So, again, like, it will gain traction. So don't think that your shit's not going to gain traction. Most of my shorts content has like minimum 1,000 views. Minimum.
And I know how much better your long videos have done since your shorts started popping.
Yeah.
Because your long videos were cold, and then suddenly your shorts caught traction, and then your long videos. Like, do you post long videos to get less than 1,000 views now? Like, I assume you don't, right?
Except I mean,
maybe like a basketball video.
Yeah, exactly. Just probably just like, besides like the basketball video, sneaker videos in general do really well. Sneaker videos in general like get at least like a 1,000, at least. Yeah. And like, again, I'm not really worried about like the views. I'm really just worried about posting. You know what I mean? Just keep getting the content out there. You know? And like, again, like you remember this though. Yeah, you remember when I used to tell you, like, bro, why is this only at 10 views in a week? You know, I used to think like my shit was actually shadow banned, you know? So now look at, like, it's at 1,000 a day ago, almost 1,000, 2,000, 1.5, 1.4, like all those videos are going to start getting traction over time. You know what I mean? So,
No doubt.
but if there's things that I, if there's something I could tell you that worked really, really well for me for YouTube, is work on your thumbnail and work on your title. Work on your thumbnail and work on your title, right? If your thumbnail is trash, no one's going to click. Right. If your title is trash, no one's going to click. Right. The most important part is getting people to click and watch till the end. Right.
Right.
If you can do that, even if it's just a long video, if you can have them watch to at least half of it, then you're good.
100%.
At least. At least. Obviously, you want them to watch the end all the time, but like if you watch like half of it, then you're good.
100%. And that just
You
comes
know?
from making entertaining content and then putting a good hook at the beginning too, I think is a good way to do that.
Yes, bro. Yeah, we gotta talk about that too. Like hooks. Hooks are important. Hooks are the things that will have people like stay till the end, literally. You know what I mean? And like I think we've talked about this before too, where like you gotta get straight into the content, right? I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or off the podcast, but something that I've been doing is like hook, right? Intro.
Right. Yeah.
Or something that I noticed with all my other videos was
You're
that.
cutting a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah,
Test,
I can
test,
hear you.
mic test. Okay, so something that I would experience from before is like, I would do the intro. My intro would be super long, and then I would finally get into the content. That's really not the gameplay. You got to get hook, intro, content. Hook, intro, short intro, content.
100%. And I've been using that model more or less too. I think,
Yeah.
yeah, just take the most interesting thing that happened in your video, cut a little piece of it, throw it at the beginning, and that's like your hook, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like it doesn't even have to just be one. It could be like multiple short ones, multiple like really, really short, multiple, you know. Like should we actually show them an example?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so let's see. We'll just do like this one, for example. Right? Hold on, my ads are showing, bro. Hold on. For everyone listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, I'm showing people like what the hook looks like.
Yeah,
So
they'll hear us too.
you guys can see.
By the way, you making a decent bag off YouTube yet? I don't know if you want to answer that.
Yeah, I mean decent. It's only for the long videos. Shorts is
Right,
kind of
okay.
shorts is only there for the exposure.
Right.
But
Introducing.
oh my gosh, bro, there's
More
so many ads
ads.
on this. There's so
Chill,
many
bro.
ads, bro. They just put so they put so many.
Yeah.
Look, it's a non. All right, so look, we're getting into it soon. We're gonna get
Hey,
into
you're getting paid right now. You're getting paid.
it, dog. I don't know.
Damn.
So isn't this it, YouTube is the ones that like control the ads, right?
Yeah.
Because I said yeah, okay. So yeah, so they put a bunch of ads. But anyway, so this is what the hook looks like.
Turn it up.
210? I bet we'll do that. We'll do that.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Okay, can you hear that?
Yeah. I have
Okay.
never seen these
So here.
before. 180? All right, 180. Bet that. 210? I bet we'll do that. We'll do that. Oh my gosh, bro.
Okay, so
You want
explain what that was to people listening, because obviously we have a lot more people that listen on secondary platforms than watch here. So what was that intro like? Like, what did you do?
Okay, so the intro or like the hook, right? Per se, the hook is like just showing interesting parts of the video that people would like be like, "Oh, like what shoes are those?" Or like, "Dang, this dude really got finesse off some fakes." Or, you know, like, "What the heck did they do to those shoes?" You know?
Right.
So
I
that's
have
what I did
never
here,
seen these before.
right? And
Let's see.
then
Bet that. 210?
and then
I
look,
bet we'll do
so
that. We'll do that.
we got a
Oh
quick
my
hook
gosh,
and we get straight
bro.
into the intro, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I do like I think I just transition what is content. YouTube, so yeah, do a quick, I do a quick intro right here.
Another YouTube video.
Right, and then so you just get straight into the content. Guy,
Chris. Boom. Yes, sir.
Right.
We're finally at his house. Now they count
so, on some pairs. You see it, man.
You gotta see it.
You just get straight into the content. That's literally it, yep. Bro.
Yep.
Because you don't want to, because I don't know. I've seen a lot of people like, oh, make sure you subscribe. Like before what I used to do is I used to like, for example, if I were to go to an event like a SneakerCon, I would film me at the airport in Vegas. I would film me at the airport, let's just say in San Jose. And then I'd film me going to the hotel. It'd be like a vlog style type video. You know what I mean? But now I'm like, F it, bro. I'm just going to do the intro at SneakerCon. And then get straight into the me catching up. That's it.
I like that. I like that personally. I don't know. I feel like you got to be like funny or interesting in some way if people are going to like want to vibe with your like, oh, like here's my hotel. Yeah. Here's me getting off the airport. And it can be done. Like some dudes can do that. I feel like for me, I take the same approach to you where I just want to get right into the content, right into the action.
Yeah. I mean, like you and I have personality, you know, it's not like we're like dull and boring, but at the same time too, like we would rather just get straight into the content because I feel like that's what works.
Well, I feel like exactly what you said. Like, I think it's a lot more interesting to get into the content because that's what we do best. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
everything we do is based around the shoes we're buying, selling, all the action. You know what I mean? As opposed to like, the other stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, bro. So you want to answer DFW's question?
No sneakers.
Dom can't travel for a minute, bro. I think Dom's only going to go to Kobe's or anything that's like near him.
Yeah, because LA events and Kobe's. Only larger LA events. We went to one LA event that was like 15 vendors and it was like, you know, 4.5 hours. Not longer.
I remember that, bro. That's crazy. But nah, bro. Is there anything we want to add to the podcast? Because I know you and I talked about this. Either we use a whole hour. I don't even know how long we've been on here. But
I have no idea. I think we've hit everything well. You know, I have a busy day ahead of me. We just got a bunch of fucking boxes. So I'm excited to go see what we got.
So that's why Dom and I decided to head on here early because we got a lot of things to do.
Yeah.
And I got to leave in like 20 minutes. So, guys, we appreciate you guys so much, man. Episode number 15. If you guys haven't, make sure you guys go follow us on the Reselling 101 pod on Instagram, right? Make sure you guys go listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, etc. He said, do I get a gift for being your biggest fan? Hey, man, we got you. We got you with some business cards, all right?
you got the gift of me being off apps, bro. You have to knock yourself out for an hour.
But yeah, guys, thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you guys so much for love and support. Again, make sure you guys go leave us a review, leave us some feedback on Instagram, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcasts is the only platform, like podcast platform, where you guys can actually do that. So it means a lot. I think we have like five or six reviews already on Apple Podcasts. I think we have two comments. So
you can follow on Spotify. So if you're listening on Spotify, drop a follow. I assume that will help kind of boost us up. And you'll get notified when we post new pods. So
on Instagram, it's Reselling101 Pod. Okay. On Apple Podcasts and on Spotify, it's Sneaker Reselling 101. Right? Sneaker Reselling 101 Podcast. Or just Sneaker Reselling 101.
I think it's Sneaker Reselling 101. Yeah, Sneaker Reselling 101 Podcast.
Okay. Yeah. So make sure you guys go check us out there. We appreciate you guys so much. We'll see you guys on episode number 16. Till next time. Love you guys. Peace.
Peace.